We're doing Chafetz Chaim Shmirat HaLashon. We're in the Chafetz Chaim Klal Daled in the footnote on page Kuf Yud. This is the 11th paragraph. And the Chafetz Chaim had discussed that sometimes there are circumstances where you need to know. You're asking someone because you're trying to verify about a person because you might marry that person. You're trying to verify about a person because you want to hire that person. He says, when you're going to verify about a person, so even though that can be permissible under these circumstances, you still have to be very careful. When you're trying to figure out who he is, what type of person he is, don't do that. Don't do it by someone who you think hates him. Sometimes you feel like that's the best place to get information. But the Chafetz Chaim says that's not right. Even if the person doesn't have an complete, entire enmity for the person, just their competitors. You want to find out about someone, and you're going to ask his competition. So even though you two might not, he might not hate him, but there's definitely ill feelings usually between people and their competition. As we know, unfortunately, our sages say every person hates their competition. It's normal. If you're the plumber, you don't like everyone else who are plumbers in your town. Aside from the fact that you're not going to benefit by asking the competition, because it's very common that he'll lie completely. You're going to ask him and he'll go out of his way to put down the other guy. Or at least he'll exaggerate because he hates his competition. Aside from that, the fact that you're not going to get what you want to find out, you also have another problem that you're causing the person you're asking to say complete lashon hara. Ki hu bevadai yechaven b'tshuvato mechamat tzina. One of the conditions the Chafetz Chaim made was that you're not asking in order to hurt someone else's reputation. You don't have ill intent in asking. You have a legitimate need. And he's not telling you in order to hurt someone else. Well, when you ask the competition, he has a good reason why he's telling you. He's telling you to hurt the other guy, to hurt his competition. So then that's not permissible. The Chafetz Chaim said it's permissible when the intentions are pure. Hagam shiomar lecha b'fiv, even though he will clearly insist, he says, I don't hate the guy. But, you know, he's completely dishonest. I really don't hate him. I just, what can I do? He says, I just don't want you to get hurt. I'm telling you for your benefit, not because I hate him. But really, in his heart of hearts, that's not what he's thinking. So the Chafetz Chaim says, don't go with that temptation. You'll be tempted to verify about a person at their competition. That's not the route to go. I was shocked when I heard that people will sometimes verify about someone with their ex. Someone who got divorced, they'll go to the ex and verify. And people think that's legitimate. I don't know. To me, it sounds like terrible. It sounds. I don't even understand why people think they'll hear something true from that person. But I heard it more than once that people thought that was the way to verify about a person. That to me, it's mind-boggling. They obviously don't. If things were great, then they'd be married, right? So you're going to go to that person and find out. So they didn't get along, right? That's why they got divorced. So now, the Chafetz Chaim says you want to find out. You have a right to find out. That doesn't mean you should ask someone who you know has ill feelings towards the person.